FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Hawks and Itigwini Metro Police have taken down two drug operations this week. They arrested two suspects on Marine Drive on the Bluff after being tipped off. Around 45 grams of what is believed to be cocaine were seized, as well as other items, all valued at over 80,000 rand. On the same day, the Hawks nabbed another two suspected dealers near Scottburgh. They confiscated various types of drugs, including rock cocaine and crystal meth. Simpiwe Mhlongo is from the Hawks.
We received information about these drug dealing activities. Then we conducted our own undercover operations. They will be putting their bail application on the 30th.
And it's a bleak festive season for frustrated residents of Cinderella Park in Pietermaritzburg, who say they've been without electricity for around half a year. They say Umsunduzi Municipality removed their transformer towards the end of May, telling them it had an oil leak and needed to be fixed. They say it still hasn't been replaced. This affected local says vulnerable members of their community have been suffering the most, while school children recently had to study for exams in the dark. She says their pleas for help have fallen on deaf ears.
We have had houses burned down because of candle use. We have had our frail people ill because most of them need their medication refrigerated. We've had to throw out food. While others are in festive mode, we sit in our homes fast because we are not in the festive mode. We have not had anything bought in our homes because we cannot keep any food items. Things are going off.
Newswatch has reached out to the local councillor and the municipality for comment. And abroad, the Pakistani Taliban have claimed an overnight raid on an army outpost near the border with Afghanistan, which has killed 16 soldiers and injured 5 others. The siege started after midnight and lasted about 2 hours as around 30 militants pummeled the mountainous outpost from 3 sides. In a statement, the Pakistani Taliban says the attack was in retaliation for the killing of their senior commanders. Back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, hail, damaging winds and severe lightning for the western and southern parts of KZN today and over the western parts of the province tomorrow. Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Moy River reach a high of 30 degrees, Richards Bay and Ladysmith 33, Newcastle 32, Kokstad and Underberg 29, Margate 27 and Ulundi 31. In Durban, tomorrow's sunrise is at 7 minutes to 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.